The evolution deception goes into high gear. Source: FixedEarth.com. Footnotes are on the original site, which, unfortunately, is no longer online. Seth Shostak, senior astronomer with the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, SETI, said, "What's interesting about Mars is, if it has life, then there's probably life everywhere. That's what keeps astronomers going. All of the tens of thousands of man-hours put into the Mars missions, all the billions of dollars, all the hype from every pore of the media establishment, boils down to one overriding agenda. That one agenda is inseparable from the belief that Mars has been evolving for some 4 billion years and, like the Earth, it is part of an evolutionary process that has created all that exists in the universe over some 15 billion years. All reports confirm that agenda and none deny it. Thus, a belief that the universe and all that is in it, Mars included, is a product of many billions of years of evolutionism is the one common denominator of the Mars missions. Without that belief, and the agenda that openly and repeatedly affirms it, there would be no Mars missions. After telling the world for 40 years that the universe is swarming with evolving intelligent life forms and drawing a complete blank has gradually and very slyly changed its strategy as to how it is going to sell the extraterrestrial evolutionism concept. The fact is, however, that this change in strategy is so fundamental to the ceaseless effort to establish the evolution agenda that scientists are calling it a paradigm shift. The new focus is on discovering some bacteria or hint of an ancient water hole under the surface of Mars or a Jovian moon. Note this summary written almost 7 years ago entitled, "Scientists Widen the Hunt for Alien Life." Extraterrestrial life forms are often pictured by scientists and writers of science fiction as inhabiting worlds just the right distance from stars, neither too hot nor too cold. But a quiet revolution is now challenging this view and shaking the foundations of exobiology, the study of the possibility of life elsewhere in the cosmos. Alien life, the new thinking goes, might not actually need the warming rays of a nearby star. It might thrive inside dim moons and planets. Now scientists wonder whether similar environments elsewhere in the universe are home to alien microbial hordes, and, in some cases, to large beasts and beings higher up the extraterrestrial food chain. This change in thinking drives the excitement over Mars and Europa, a large moon of Jupiter. Scientists also speculate that the interiors of up to 10 bodies in the solar system may harbor extraterrestrial forms of life. "We are in a paradigm shift," said Dr. Frank D. Drake. Claptrap or not, this is precisely what is taking place under NASA's ongoing mega-billion-dollar tax-funded Origins program, which is searching for our cosmic roots. The current hoopla over the Mars probes is simply the manifestation of the fact that the whole paradigm for justifying the evolution agenda has indeed shifted from deep, deep space to the solar system. This ceaseless Bible-bashing quest to establish extraterrestrial evolutionism as the end-all explanation of how the universe, the Earth, and mankind came to be is right on course with the Mars missions. Notice in the previous two quotations how it will no longer be incumbent upon NASA to demonstrate evolving life forms in the far reaches of the allegedly 15 billion light-year thick universe. All they have to do is find what they have already told us they expect to find on Mars or a moon of Saturn or Jupiter and connect that find to the Stardust mission just days after the 53 million British pound, $100 million US, Beagle 2, named after Darwin's ship, came to nothing. This Stardust mission, which we are assured, has successfully overtaken a comet and captured a thimbleful of its exhaust, will bring its wispy cargo back to Earth in January 2006. Then doubtless amidst white-knuckle anticipation throughout the world, at least a humble bacterium will be found by a host of scientists, i.e., all chosen experts from the evolutionist priesthood with no axe to grind, of course. This whole panspermia fantasy of comets nurturing and pooping out bacteria all over the universe so that it can evolve into politicians and basketball bouncers in a few billion years is now the whole ball of wax as far as evolutionary mythology goes today. The Darwinian mechanisms for getting life started on Earth have been known to be a total flop since the early 80s. Seeding bacteria on the Earth and all around the universe via comet flybys is where evolutionism is making its stand, and that is what the Mars missions, including the thimble full of comet dust, are all about. It is an admitted and documented fact that the single-minded agenda of the NASA-controlled space program is based on a search for our cosmic roots. The recently admitted and now undisputed motivation for this agenda is to discover even microbial evidence of extraterrestrial evolutionism within the solar system. Such evidence of alleged past or present evolution of life on Mars means that it has happened everywhere, Earth included, of course. As incredibly goofy as all this is, it is nevertheless the latest scientific explanation now being taught everywhere as to how all that exists, mankind included, came into existence. But then, overriding all this contra-scientific babble, we begin to hear of a long-hidden fact that is now out in the open that tells us what is really going on. This mega-billion-dollar agenda for establishing extraterrestrial evolutionism, this Origins program to find our cosmic roots in space, turns out to be nothing more nor less than the fulfillment of a creation scenario derived directly from the Antichrist religion of Pharisaic/Kabbalism. Bottom line, the world has been deceived into accepting a certain religion's Big Bang evolutionary explanation for the origin of all that exists, and this plot has succeeded by using theoretical science as a front to disguise its spiritual agenda. When all this is connected and understood, and then augmented by the demonstrable high-tech fraud involving telescopes, cameras, computer software, etc., some concept of the unequaled magnitude of the deception involved begins to take shape. Indeed, as an awareness of the incredible reach and scope of what is at stake here starts to dawn on us, we realize that this is not a battle between science and religion as we are conditioned to believe, but rather, it is a battle to the death between two religions, namely, Old and New Testament Bible-based Christianity and Talmud/Kabbalah-based Pharisaic Judaism. The big talk about turning up intelligent life forms in deep, deep space all whooshing about through the galaxies in Hollywood-manufactured spacecraft at warp speed will continue, of course, but that talk has diminished to a whisper. The emphasis now is focused on keeping everyone believing in those fantasies about billions of galaxies that are billions of light years away and are themselves constantly evolving, i.e., that they are producing new stars and planets all the time, which are being seeded with theoretical bacteria by theoretical comets. This is all a rather expensive science fiction video game for cyberpunks at taxpayers' expense, one could conclude, especially, A, if the whole show is about establishing an evolutionary creation scenario of an anti-Bible religion while masquerading as secular science, and B, if that scenario can be brought down like a house of cards by simply exposing its Copernican cornerstone as the factless joker in the deck that it is. In short, keeping the deep space concept of the evolution of extraterrestrials alive in people's minds has been quietly put over in the "that will take care of itself" part of our indoctrination. Having borne no fruit whatsoever after more than 40 years and having consumed hundreds, maybe thousands of billions of dollars, NASA had to make a tactical shift of emphasis from its deep, deep space mantras about finding intelligent extraterrestrials, to looking at Mars and some moons in the solar system for some past sign of bacteria or liquid water. Actually, the whole extraterrestrial fiction took a quantum leap over into the fact department with Spielberg's E.T. in 82. All the Star Trek scripts, Sagan's Cosmos Coup on TV, the Jurassic Puke movies, along with an endless stream of animated cartoons, articles, videos, books, toys, etc. have all done their job of instilling an evolutionary mindset in a very large part of the world's population. So, it is no mystery why hundreds of millions of people soaked to the hair roots in increasingly sophisticated evolutionary indoctrination for five generations consider it reasonable beyond doubt that life forms all the way from bacteria to Klingons have evolved out there. Former President Carter and many other dignitaries have sent messages into space that tell advanced ETs about we Earthlings and ask them to signal that they got the message. This ubiquitous indoctrination into a virtual reality universe is almost triumphant in the world. A blue ribbon confirmation of the saying that the more outrageous the lie, the more likely that it will be believed. This near triumph has been achieved despite both the model's utter factlessness and the recent unmasking of its Kabbalic religious source disguised as science as the long secret spiritual agenda behind the establishment of the Big Bang evolution origin scenario. With the media and academia relentlessly pushing this deception, it will, indeed, take care of itself with only minimal tinkering. All that is required as far as keeping the world deceived about evolved life occurring all over the universe is concerned, is to keep up the drumbeat about the age and thickness of the universe. These are the two essentials for keeping the evolution myth alive. So remember, the indispensable premise behind the entire space exploration efforts is that the universe has been evolving for 15 billion years and is now 15 billion light years thick. In the origin scenario envisioned by Christ-hating rabbis centuries ago, see Kabbalah 1, that premise is that Mars and the moons that are being touted as possible evolution-friendly habitats are billions of years old. No one argues with this premise. It is the backbone of the entire cosmic video game we call Big Bang Astrophysics. The next few weeks coming up will give us a better idea of just what sort of claims for past or present evolution on Mars will be made. Some of the engineering achievements, of course, seem to be quite remarkable. The use to which those talents and money have been deceptively employed to establish the evolutionary creation account of a Christ-hating religion posing as science is even more remarkable. In part 2 next month, we will look more closely at developments when the work assigned to the rovers is assessed. Meanwhile, where are those TV pictures of the rovers we see on the bleak Martian landscape tracks and all coming from? Those photos from a distance can't come from the vehicles themselves. Is there a phantom photographer going from one side of Mars to the other? There are three possible solutions to this mystery. 1. They are not photographs but artists' renditions stored in the mission's computers. 2. They are photographs taken on Earth and programmed into the mission's computers. 3. They are pre-programmed images created by the mission's computers. Whichever it is, the objective is to dazzle viewers by using deception. Naughty, naughty.